watching from this side of the water, everything that you've achieved early in this season, have there been times when you've been rubbing your eyes in disbelief thinking, that's who I'm riding alongside, that's who I've just ridden away from, and this is the calibre of rider I've beaten? I mean, it's been extraordinary to watch.
Yeah, I'd love to say yes, but I think, you know, I've seen other people sort of have breakthrough results before, and I thought, oh, that must be cool, and, you know, being happy for them and think, oh, that, you know, they must be enjoying it. But when it's you and you're just focused on getting those results, I haven't had time to just stop and think about it too much. Mm. It's been thinking about the next race or whatever. Mm. And I'm a big fan of cycling and I've always followed the history, but I'm not someone who's gets massively starstruck. But it was definitely great to beat some of the riders that I looked up to, and
And I mean, in the peloton, have they started to acknowledge you in a way that you know they would have completely? I don't know. Is that how it works? Would they have just virtually ignored you as a guy who's just making up the numbers who we've never heard
definitely.
Of? And I mean, do they make their way over to you now, the bigger names, and kind of, you know, is there a nod of recognition?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the start of Med, so I had the leader's jersey the second day, and there were a few like, oh, congratulations and stuff, but still a lot of people are like, oh, that's a fluke. And I think there was kind of a bit of like, even amongst the organisers, like they were gutted that I had their jersey in their race.
Yep.
You know, they wanted it to be on someone, they wanted it to be on Vokler's back, not me. But now like we're in Hope Var, and so people have seen the result from Med, and like Gerrans came up and said, hey, look, really good riding this season, and you know, a load of riders did, but not just the smaller riders, you know, the well-known ones. So that's been really good. We've been well received.
Yeah, I mean, and of course you've done, you know, your achievements have really put Endura on the map. It's not as if Endura weren't making their own mark over the last couple of years anyway, but what you've done in their colours has really kind of moved their project on massively. It's no surprise though, John, that people are sniffing around you. I mean, I've heard plenty in the world of cycling about various different things. I mean, it would be natural for you to want to capitalise on this form, especially at your age, and crack on and maybe get yourself a spot and aim higher, yeah? I mean, it's got to be the
way
you look.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the team's put a lot of faith in me this year, and, you know, everything that... I'm not that demanding, but everything I have asked for has been there, and the programme's been good. But, you know, ultimately, I do want to be riding at, you know, on the biggest stage, and with my, you know, non-traditional sort of way I've come through cycling, and, you know, and the fact that I'm now 27, not 23 or something. There is for me a sense of urgency, and I want to be, you know, riding on the highest level. So whether that's, you know, with Endura stepping up to Pro Conti as is their aim, or elsewhere, you know, we'll see. But that's, you know, that's the goal, just to be riding the big races.
Yeah. It's got to be Team Sky, though, hasn't it, John, really? I mean, I know that they've been interested, haven't they? They've definitely been asking. I mean, I don't know if that's filtered down.
There's been a bit of interest. And, obviously, you know, they're regarded as one of the best, if not the best team in the world, in terms of, you know, how they, you know, their setup and how they really bring the best out of the riders. So, you know, it would be great to be considered for a spot there one day. Yeah.
In other words, if you could, you'd go. If everything, you know, if you could manage it in the right way and not upset people by doing it, that would be an obvious home for you.
Yeah.
That's fair enough, mate. Now, what, the other thing that, I mean, perennially kind of raises its head when, as you say, you're 27, the unconventional background, and then everybody says, well, how come he's doing that? So, I mean, the obvious question is that you kind of have to ask and answer is, are you doing this clean, John? I mean, I just have to. It's as simple as that, isn't it? That's what the question is. And I guess there's.
In fact, I think you're the only person. This is why I laugh, because I think you're the only person who's actually asked me that the first time. You know, I've heard all these rumours about me and read all sorts of things about me. People who apparently know me who I've never, you know, never met, and all the speculation. But you'll be the first one I'll actually say, 100%. Just, you know, I don't even supplement. You know, I don't even believe in that stuff. I just, you know, just off my own back and training, and like I said, doing the doing the things that, all those little things that make up sort of the, you know, the lifestyle required to be a professional, and to get those, you know, those extra percent out that I kind of would have thought, ah, it won't make a difference, this yeah. and that before, but all added up, they do. And yeah. obviously the massive one, you know, losing a heap of weight.
9 kilos, yeah. I mean, 9 kilos this season. That's your loss. Is that right? Have I read that right?
Well, that's since a year. So since a year, Tour of Britain, I was in pretty good shape there, but I was still sort of about 65. So it's been about 4 since then. Yeah. Obviously, not all of it's fat. I wasn't carrying 4 kilos of fat. So some of it's, you know, you lose a bit of muscle, but obviously it's not. I'm still doing the same sort of power. So.
So all this, I mean, you know, to me it makes sense, John, but all these rumour mills and this speculation, are you offended by it? Or do you have to take a slightly more sanguine position on it and just say, actually, it's inevitable that it's part of the environment we live in, but I'll have to take it as a compliment because it means I'm doing something right? I mean, is that the way that you rationalise it?
Yeah, the latter, definitely. I mean, there's been a couple... a couple of comments and things that I've read, and I've just wanted to be like, you know what, just go off on one. But then you think, actually, in the main, people have got a, with the history cycling's had, I think people have got a, you know, a right to, you know, a right to speculate. Yeah. And I know I have about riders in the past. And I, you know, genuinely believe now that cycling's just cleaned itself up. I'm not saying it's perfect, but just from what I've seen, I don't believe it would have been possible for me to do what I've done now 10 years ago.
Right.
No way. Well, it's just a fact. You know, I'd see guys like sprinting up mountains. And even today in the race, we're racing at Bartley, and, you know, a lot of the big teams like Liquid Gas and stuff, and they're all... they were doing efforts to bring the brake back over the top of the climb, and then, you know, and then dying because they're human, you know, have done a big effort and they need recovery. But, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, you would have seen teams just like motoring and not stopping. So, I think cycling's a lot cleaner, but given its history, people are always going to question someone who's come from, you know, someone who's pretty much unknown to getting such, you know, results.
Yeah. Good stuff. I mean, thank you for answering the question, because it's a simple question to ask and probably quite a difficult one to answer.
It's like I say, you're literally the first person who's asked me. A lot of that's because people who know me wouldn't think to ask. They just assume you know, I'm doing it on bread and water, and other people who don't would be too afraid to ask, I guess. And
well, there we go. Good stuff.